3, the protector liar. This man believes the truth would be just too much for his wife, so he lies in order to protect her. For example, the family faces a financial emergency, but only the husband knows of it because he handles the checkbook. The protector liar husband might decide to borrow money without telling his wife. Why should she lose any sleep over something like this, he reasons. The problem is only temporary. I know I can handle it. So he continues to lie to his wife, saying things are fine when, in fact, he puts himself under tremendous stress. With strenuous effort, he manages to pay back the loan, and his wife never knows, but at what price. Unlike the first two liars, the protector liar does not usually have a character disorder. He does not resort to dishonesty in order to save face or to win his wife's admiration. Usually, his lying bothers him. But he feels telling the lies is worth it, because he wants to spare her the anxiety of everyday disappointments and uncertainties. He realizes she needs security, and he seeks to create it for her by painting a picture of a calm sea at a time when the waters are actually somewhat choppy. The problem with all this is that his wife remains unaware of the pressure he feels. When the pressures of life make him irritable or moody, she finds it hard to understand. What happens, too, if his strategy backfires and he cannot pay back the secret loan as soon as he had hoped? Then his wife has to face a much larger and more alarming problem suddenly, with no warning whatsoever. I have seen clients whose husbands had kept the truth from them until the day the sheriff arrived at their door with the eviction notice. The false sense of security created by a protector liar husband with lies and misrepresentations can be shattered in a few seconds and do almost irreparable harm to a trusting marriage relationship. How little white lies empty love banks. It's obvious that being discovered in a lie about financial disaster can cause a -4 withdrawal from the husband's account in a wife's love bank. But a man's little white lies about his feelings and attitudes about his wife can also cause withdrawals from her account in his love bank. Suppose a wife feels concerned about being overweight. Her husband is even more concerned, but he decides it would do no good to tell her how disappointed he feels. Instead, he tells her she looks great. Well, she thinks, maybe a few extra pounds aren't so bad after all. So she loses no weight. In fact, she continues to gain. Her husband grows increasingly displeased with her unattractive figure, but bites his tongue. This time the love bank shoe is on the other foot. Daily withdrawals come out of his wife's account in his love bank, and she never becomes aware of them until the day he finally lets a cutting remark about her weight slip out, when it costs him a hefty withdrawal from his account in her love bank. The husband who lies to protect his wife is often guilty of the worst sort of chauvinism. I have counseled many men over the years who believe their wives would fall apart if they told them the truth. This kind of man views his wife as an emotional basket case, incapable of coping with reality. Many men tend to make this assumption about women in general, sometimes because it feeds their own sense of superiority. When a man lies to protect his wife, he may also be saying she has little control over her habits and cannot readily change her behavior. This kind of thinking reflects a low opinion of the character of women, another common attitude among men. Granted, some women reinforce these false assumptions because it serves their own purposes. They reason, if I can get what I want out of Harry by looking like a helpless idiot now and then, why not? The why not is easily answered. Whenever a woman uses helplessness or other manipulative behavior, she does not build her love bank account with her husband. Slowly but steadily, she empties it. Her behavior may feed her husband's false stereotype about helpless women, but it cannot build his respect for her. Subtly or not so subtly, treating your wife as though she were emotionally unstable becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It is a great way to drive her a little bit crazy. But when a husband tells his wife the truth, he builds her emotional stability. By always being truthful, he tells her he knows she can handle it and change when she must. The truth demolishes false impressions and illusions. Life becomes more predictable and rational because now she can understand her husband's behavior. The truth may be painful at times, and he should strive to deal gently with the truth. But truth does not drive a woman crazy. On the contrary, a woman feels in control because now she knows what she needs to do to change the situation. A husband does his wife no favor when he tells protective lies to make her feel secure and loved. Eventually, exactly the opposite happens. A husband must present himself to his wife as he is. Then she can adjust, negotiate, and draw closer to him.